Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Check 1 2. Hey. Hey. It's Vince in the Bay. Back for another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Free Ball Friday, May 10th, 2013. And I'm excited to be your audio erotica host for the next 2 hours. Actually, I'm only going to be the host for a few more minutes. I have a special guest host tonight, Assert MacFags. Assert was scheduled to be my co-host tonight, but due to the fact that the Warriors are playing right now, she is actually going to be promoted. It's a wartime promotion. She's going to be promoted to host. So this is going to be Free Ball Friday with Assert MacFags. She's getting a drink ready. The Warriors are at halftime. They're down to the Spurs by 9, I believe, at halftime. I don't know. Let me double check the scoreboard here. Yeah, at half at Oracle Arena in Oakland, California. It's the San Antonio Spurs 57, your Golden State Warriors 48. The Warriors not really kicking on all cylinders quite yet. They did get a nice little emotional bump from David Lee, who came out and played a few minutes. He's been injured and pretty much not able to perform in this series, but he has made a cameo tonight and made good use of his few minutes, made a couple of buckets, and so well, I'm waiting for the second half to get started here, and once that gets going, I'll bring Assert on and she will take over Free Ball Friday. And you can call in and talk to Assert about anything and everything that's on your mind. It's Free Ball Friday. It's open lines. There you had it. Oh, she's already in. She's already in the chat room. What do you do? You just call in, Assert. Just call in. That's all you have to do. I'll take care of muting everybody. I'll do all that. You just tell me. You're the host. If you call in and you're the host, you can just, you know, mute people, ban people, whatever. Just say it, and I'll. Your word is my command. Good times. I tried to reach out to Plus One to see if she'd like to be Assert's co-host tonight, but it looks like she chickened out. So. If somebody wants to call in and be the co-host for Assert tonight, feel free to do so. It's kind of first come, first serve, I guess. Okay, Assert is thinking of a co-host. Yeah, this is great. The show is already started, and we're spending part of the show trying to set up the show. Yeah, my guest host is not here yet. That's Assert MacFags, and she's busy concocting some sort of alcoholic beverage and frantically contacting people to be potential guest co-hosts tonight. But it's it's open lines. 347-826-7667 is the number. You call that number. You press the number 1 on your keypad once you're called in. And that will alert me that you want to be put on the air. If not, you can just call in and listen. A lot of people do that. But some people aren't aware that just because you call in doesn't mean you're going to be going on the air live. It means you're in the queue, but you need to press one to alert me that you want to be put on the air. And I'll be happy to do so. Once again, your Golden State Warriors are down by 9 points right now, 57-48. Hoping that they are going to come out and like gangbusters in the second half. The third quarter usually belongs to Stephon Curry. He didn't have a very good third quarter last game, so I think he's due to go nuts. And speaking of going nuts, I hope you're not wearing any underpants. It's Free Ball Friday. It means you go commando today, people. And I wrote a song about Free Ball Friday. And if you've never heard it, well, here it is. All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free
ballin'.
That's right. Not wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
Like Tyson size of my knees, a slipper of sand, holiday at the shore, nice evening at home that I dread even more. Would you please make clear to me, I'm peering out through your opacities, though you rehearse tomorrow with verse. Forgive me if I don't sing in your key. Look back on those days when my life was a haze, which heavenly on a truncated slate. Copernicus drank from a vessel that sank, from the Freemason's crank to the overflow tank. The weasel for biting is fun. Jump on the turnstile and watch me go round. Swim with the cactus and float with the stone. I try to convey what you strive to condone. Would you please make clear to me, I'm peering out through your opacity, though you rehearse tomorrow's first. Forgive me if I don't sing in your key. Play it, Leo.
Then you will be the one.
to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Yo, yo, yo. What's poppin', Dasher MacBags, everyone? The official host of Vince in the Bay, considering I work for one of the subsidiaries of Legal Torture, a.k.a. the owner of Vince in the Bay. I pretty much own Vince in the Bay. But my phone is breaking.
You broke your phone?
All right, there we go. It's working again.
Perfect. You sound great. Sorry,
are you talking to me like in my ear, like since? Hello.
Everybody can hear me.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if this was like an earplug. Like you're doing great.
Oh
like,
yeah.
Give me some notes. Like
you from the control room. Things are everything's going great. You're doing awesome. Start with the lead story.
The lead story is Benghazi. Dear Lord, it's still going on and shit.
It's still going on and shit, yeah.
That's pretty much it. I mean, fucking, who gives a shit about Benghazi? Fucking bullshit. You guys are all retarded if you ever even knew. Yeah, then who?
Meanwhile, the Warriors opened up the third quarter on a 10-2 run. They've cut the San Antonio lead to 1. It's now 59-58 in the third quarter.
Vince, I'm going to have to mute you.
But I...
It's okay, Vince. It's okay. You know, I love Vince. Like, he's kind of like my little brother. You know, like, he's fun to, like, have around for a little while, but, like, he can push limits, like, a little too far. And I just, like, really don't appreciate it sometimes. And I think he should just, like, be quiet and just, you know, shut the fuck up every once in a while. Like, Sicko. Sicko is, like, a little brother. Like, he needs to shut the fuck up every once in a while. I mean, that's pretty much it. Like, I get it. Like, quit Anonymous. And Anonymous Knowledge is, like, totally dissing on your raps and rhymes and shit. And, like, it's not a big deal. Like, my dad was a rapper, and, like, he knows, like, how Anonymous works. I'm like, we all get it. Like, it's funny. It's whatever. But in other news, the Bulls suffered a horrifying defeat by the hands of the Illuminati, a.k.a. the Heat, on their home court tonight. I don't know how they're going to bounce back from this one, especially without Kirk Heinrich. I mean, Derrick Rose, of course. Excuse me. A bacon powder.
Sir, I hate to interrupt, but we just had a caller call in, and he was on hold. I think he thought he was on the actual line with us, and he I don't know, he'd said something and then hung up. But I have his number. I think I'm going to call him back, and maybe you can talk to him and see what he wanted to say.
Okay.
I mean, the guy said I knew who he was, but he's like, you know, I was like, yeah, caller, you're, who's this? He's like, oh, you know who this is. Oh,
but
yeah.
You didn't know who he was. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, and I'm like, no, I don't know who this is. And then he hung up on me, so I'm going to call him back and find out who the fuck this is.
Okay, call him back. This is totally out of protocol. McVay does not support calling back.
Bro.
Pick up, Daggett.
You got to pick up or else
your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 9857057222.
Sorry. You almost got...
I was going to leave a message.
Go ahead, leave a message.
Or press 1 for more options.
Hi, this is Jane from the Federal Bureau of Investigations. I am looking for a certain thing. If you could give me a call back, my number is 424-BANNED0. Thank you. Bye.
Cool. Hopefully he'll call us back, call you back. Although, I don't know. Yeah, okay. Anyway, let's bring on Hammurabi's coach. Go ahead, Hammurabi. You're on with the with tonight's host, Asher and MacFax.
Hi, I'm tonight's host.
What?
Excuse me. Hammurabi?
Hammy, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, your hand's up. Are you going to talk?
Oh, hi.
Let's talk.
Oh, hi. How are you?
So, is she super shit-faced or just, like, kind of shit-faced?
No, she's kind of shit-faced.
All right, good.
Facing herself.
How's it going, Mac?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm all right. Just had, like, the gross... experience ever and had to sanitize, so just trying to get over that. And
What? You had to sanitize your hands after fingering a gross girl?
No. It's I don't even want to get into it. But I'm good.
Why'd you bring it up? No, you brought it up. It's cool. Like if you and the
ever had
you can vent your frustrations
like not like oh, all right I'm just you know she's getting over her period or some shit like that like this is a really bizarre one first time I ever hung out with this chick met her a couple days ago and then so we were hanging out and we started making out and I'm like something feels, like, weird. So I pull away, and there's, like, blood all over. Apparently this chick had, like, a biopsy done or some shit. I don't really know, but I got out of there about as quick as humanly possible. Got home, just sanitized the shit out of my face. I don't even know how that happens, but... a ton of blood. No, not my deal.
Understandable.
What's that?
However, I know botched biopsies do happen. And, yeah, I think you're right to be, like, worried about it. But, you know, I'm sure you're okay.
Well, here's the other part that's almost arguably as creepy as the first part. This chick has, like, copies of all of her tests, and she's like, see, I'm clean. And I'm like, yeah, that's great, but why is it on your fridge? I mean...
okay, that's kind of weird.
Right.
I mean, like, I get tested regularly, but it's not like I keep the papers on my fridge, you know?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, it's like a badge of honor, like... for her, apparently. Like, how many guys can I fuck?
And still
and, like,
remain
not get something, you know?
Right.
Like,
yeah,
that's pretty
so
fucking weird.
I will
like,
never
A plus, you did good this trimester.
Yes. You haven't had any pregnancy scares, have you?
I'm actually barren, to be honest.
Uh-oh.
I know. I found out at a young age, so I don't have to, like, go through the trial and error of, like, actually trying to get pregnant.
But aren't
and then,
you,
like, failing miserably.
I just call it a win-win.
You're barren because you're transgender, I thought.
No.
No, no. My ovaries are barren, Vince. God. I can't believe you don't get this. Like,
I heard that's just what you say when you're transgender. You just, you know, you start to believe that your body was... Okay, never mind. I'll just shut up. There's a call on hold. Clown-faced kill is waiting.
It's something I say, I guess. It's totally just a fucking joke, but way to just dehumorize the whole subject.
Yeah.
Vince Gazied. God damn it, Vince.
My bad. I was supposed to shut up anyway. But we have another caller. We have Clownface Killa on the line.
What's up, Clownface?
What's up?
Clownface Killa. Going through the one queue.
Are you a juggalo?
I'm honestly not. That's something I've gotten. And I honestly didn't think about that when I made it. When I put that on.
Are you Shadow DXS?
Yeah.
Come on.
Who the fuck is Clownface Killa? Like,
he's
you
got
can't
the
just,
legit
you can't
background
just, like,
noise.
Hop on this show and just be Clownface Killa without, like, any rhyme or reason.
Why
like,
not?
There has to be, like, a fucking auxiliary connect to, like, our world.
There's a fan blowing in the background.
Yeah. Zamboni?
Zamboni?
Yeah, but you ain't never seen a Zamboni fly directly.
I've seen them before.
Have you directly at you?
Directly at me. One was coming at me, and I did it out of the way.
Towards you.
Towards me. It actually came from behind me, tried to go in my butthole, and then I scooted around it.
But it did come from behind towards you.
Oh, yeah.
But it did come from up. Came from behind. Big Zamboni. Clown's ass Zamboni. Towards you.
Hey, how's this
Clownface Killa, everyone. Thank you for coming on. So, Hammurabi.
What's up?
Okay, cool. Dude, that guy that called in earlier, he's back.
Oh, he's back.
Freeze?
There's, like, you sit here now. As long as you get in.
God,
you're good.
You sound
you
like
Scoop,
actually.
You guys,
I'm good.
Can you disconnect this clown face retard?
Have you guys has a record out?
Dude, we can't even hear you because of the goddamn background noise.
Hear that. Did you guys know that
Nigger Christ.
Yeah, dude, I'm listening to it right now while I watch the Warriors.
Yeah, that shit is
Wait,
dope,
what about him?
It's great music to watch basketball, too. I'm going to try to play something before the show's over. Go ahead, continue.
Is he a producer?
I don't know what he is. He's got a record out called Rape Culture.
I think he's an EDM producer.
God, EDM is terrible.
Yeah, I know, right?
Nigger Christ, like, I can't fucking, like... I can't discount your music or your art, Nigger Christ. Like, I will embrace it fully and wholly, no matter what it is.
Okay, we got the other guy back. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Caller, on the air.
Hello, yes, I'm A. This is Cody Wilson. How are we doing tonight?
Hello.
How are you, Mac?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What are you drinking tonight?
I just had a series of Moscow Mules and Maker's Mark shots, and I'm enjoying a glass of wine at the moment.
Very fancy.
Oh, so fancy.
I'm drinking the Franzia.
The Franzia?
Yeah.
The
well, first I want to say that 3D printed guns, what the fuck?
Who?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, yes, hi.
We didn't hear the name you said. Just stop with the accent. It's gay as fuck, dude.
Yeah. We get it. You want to be anonymous. That's cool.
Yeah.
Whatever. Like, just fucking say what you want to say.
Get trolling or go home.
Terrible. Terrible trolling. Terrible all around. Disconnect.
I give
goodbye,
it a
caller.
These guys need to have stories lined up. Like,
I know.
It's
like,
really not.
I'll
admit, there were shows of Vince's that just evolved into, I mean, nothing but 40 ounces and shit. But for the most part, especially like when Tyrone called in or there was a topic set, it was a pretty good show. I really wish.
I mean, sometimes. Most of it is just like whatever, like a fucking area for us all to like verbally barf on is what I always thought Vincent the Bay was, but I mean, that's just me.
Yeah. I really enjoyed Priest calling in the other night and listening to him.
Oh, Priest was great. I thought Priest was some top notch fucking BTRA.
Yeah, I really wish he'd call back in. I don't know what Nigger Christ is doing, but he should call in. He's probably at his
Nick-Nack
fucking
call
launch
in,
party.
I think.
Nick-Nack?
I think Nick-Nack should fucking call in.
Yeah. Where the fuck
that
did
guy,
that guy
go? That guy's
go?
Boss he, as fuck.
Yeah, he came out of nowhere. You know, the fucking Yeti lands of goddamn Canada onto BTR. And then he's like, where are you going? Where's the Tiny Chats? And I was like, fuck Tiny Chats, just go to IRC. He's like, what's that? Where's that? And I was like, ah, go to What the Fucks. And everybody loves Nick-Nack, and that's awesome, but he should call the fuck back in.
I have no clue what he was talking about last night. I wish somebody would decode.
That's
what
the point, you fucking dumb shit. Daniel dumb shitbird.
I'm going to go back to watching the game. I just want to give you guys an
That's
update.
That's the point, though. I mean, he was the master of his element at the moment. He was,
in the third quarter,
spitting some,
Warriors
some great... Vince, shut the fuck up. I'm hosting a show.
Josh Gillis wants to call in.
I am hosting a fucking blog talk radio show right now. This is super fucking important.
Nigger Christ is on the line, by the way.
Put him on.
Said Nigger Christ. Swag.
I was Gucci.
What's Gucci with you?
Oh, it's been a pretty
Gucci
eventful day.
You.
I dropped my first mixtape today. Pretty eventful.
I saw. I retweeted it the second you dropped it because I was like, oh, shit.
Swag.
Here comes Nigger
Drop
Christ
that,
mixtape.
Drop that shit in chat, Nick Christ.
Yeah.
All right.
No, this is not spam.
That dude, that caller's back. Want to bring him back on?
No, don't bring him back on. He's terrible.
Let's give him one more shot. Come on, third time's a charm. Oh, he already hung up. God, he's really...
Yeah, have an actual fucking British...
Have a troll line. Like,
kind
don't
of
call in and just sound like a dipshit that, like, every time you open your mouth, nobody wants to hear it. Who is the guy that used to call in with the voice changer? That was better than
dude,
whatever the other dude...
retard retarded Chris.
Oh yeah, we could do some
retarded Chris and fucking a Naughty Bear. Like, come on, that was some good fucking DTR right there.
Yeah, and anytime Ronald Langford called in, where's your associate producer, Vince?
My associate producer? You mean Jihad? He's logged on. He's logged
on. What the fuck?
I don't think he's coming back. It was great working with him while it lasted, but he's just committed too many other things.
So he's up with Commander X, I think in Canada, hacking Gibson. Maybe even the planet, I'm not sure.
It's possible.
Once you steal the garbage file, you pretty much peaked as a hacker, and there's nowhere else to go.
Oh,
so maybe
shit.
He like beat the final boss of the internet, the garbage file. God.
Give me a map, Scott.
Just think of the internet points you get.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to hear a track off of Nigger Christ's new mixtape?
I don't see why not. Let's go with the first
Fuck
track.
Yeah, we do.
This is the first track, the title track. It's entitled Rape Culture. You want to set this song up for us, Nigger Christ?
Oh, yeah. This be the title track of the fucking album. This be the fucking. This is how it started out. This is how the story started, nigger.
Oh, it's a concept record?
Huh?
This is a concept album.
No, it ain't no concept, but it's a story. Everything's a story.
Yes,
word.
Never.
Play this
self-muting.
Shit.
I'm going to self-mute.
Nick Christ.
All the bitches that I know get raped every day. I don't know how to help, so I just say. All the bitches that I know get raped every day. I don't know how to help, so I just say. All the bitches that I know get raped every day. I don't know how to help, so I just say. All the bitches that I know get raped every day. I don't know how to help, so I just say.
Rape culture coming at you like a vulture. Going high, shouting, standing taller like a sculpture. That bitch ain't moving, they're folding pussy muscles. Southern girls always go down easy with no struggle. Cheaper than a McDouble at a duty free info shop. Bitch don't need no help, she ain't jacking brains by the cop. It ain't gonna stop, we be fucking bitches like Clinton. Got the saxophone fingers, be feeling for the clip, them.
All the bitches that I know get raped every day. I don't know how to help, so I just say. All the bitches that I know get raped every day. I don't know how to help, so I just say. All the bitches that I know get raped every day. I don't know how to help, so I just say. All the bitches that I know get raped every day. I don't know how to help, so I just say.
Once I got on the ground, get the meat up in the mound. Bitches getting shit on like Michael Vick in the dog pound. Go bow out on the beat, and then go eat a Haskell afterwards. If they cops be asking, just say shit we haven't heard. Get away with rape like Bin Laden did for about 10 years. Chilling with my homies, strapped and drinking 40 ounces of beer. Cause she was a fear. Sitting up at night in tears. Knowing rape culture's made its way up into a fear. God damn! Nigga Christ killed another one. Rape culture. Man, release your Bass Gang. Russell Lee. My niggas out there. Enjoy the rest of the mixtape, bitches.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really act for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
All right. We've heard Nigger Christ debut song. What is that called, Nigger Christ?
It's called Rape Culture.
Rape Culture.
By I'm going to get an old.
It's beautiful. It was fucking groundbreaking as the Dickens, in my opinion.
Much obliged, my Nick.
I'm going to get that on the fucking, I'm going to get an Olds, and I'm going to put a system in it. Then I'm going to go to a Furs cafeteria about 4 o'clock for the early bird special. I'm going to pick up 90-year-old bitches left and right and just get denture-free roadhead everywhere I go. We'll go to the VFW. We'll go to the bingo parlor.
Dude, have you ever been to the VFW? Like, it's fucking awesome there.
Yeah, you don't need to tell me.
The one in Chicago, like, you can... I don't smoke cigarettes, but, I mean, you can smoke cigarettes. They're open until 5. They serve liquor all night long. There's karaoke until 5 a.m. Like, it's a fucking party at the VFW.
Yeah, it's right up there with the Elks Lodge.
It's a fucking riot, like... It's crazy. I mean, I'm sure other VFWs are kind of like that, too, because why the fuck not?
Yeah, no, there's always dead shit on the wall and old men in uniforms, so... it's pretty much a win, no matter where you go. I'll bet it's pretty hot in the South, too.
Yeah, you like old men in uniforms?
Fuck yeah. They'll get all up and be like,
younger men in
my
uniforms.
Wife like that.
But, you know.
Right
whatever.
Now, here's your Warriors update. It's Spurs 79, Warriors 73, with 10:56 left to go in the fourth quarter. And we are going to bring on another guest. We are now joined by Methadonna. Welcome, Methadonna.
Yes, hello. How is everyone?
Yes, hello. Methadonna. How are you,
Max,
mate?
Max, I'm good, mate. How are you, Cobber?
Doing fantastic, actually.
Excellent. You sound fairly laid back. I don't know how many bottles that is, but you sound good.
No, I'm kicking it. I'm pretty actually chill right now, surprisingly, considering it's been a while since I've been off work and drinking. Yawn, stretch.
I swear to God, every time I talk to you, you are drinking. So I don't know if that's just coincidence or have a problem.
It's a problem.
It's just me just enjoying my life. I don't know.
That's fine. Like, I'm not judging.
I think it's pretty kick-ass. Like,
it's not for me to judge. It's for your liver to judge. So that's fine.
Nah, absolutely.
Nigger Christ, that song. That's shut up. That song, Nigger Christ. What can I say? That's beautiful.
Hey.
Thanks, man. Glad to hear people like it.
Yeah, man. You need to.
Methadonna.
Really... What?
You and Nigger Christ are both accomplished rap musicians now.
We are,
true. Would you say that you guys are on the same plane, genre-like? Or are you guys just
rap,
totally different? Like,
rap is
I mean, explain a little bit about your rap career.
Well, my rap career, I mean, it's nascent. You know, it's still pretty early days for me as Computer Man, but I'm sort of kicking it on that cyber tip with a little bit of classical. And Nigger Christ feels like he's more at the cutting edge there of the real down and dirty street culture. But
yeah,
he's got a lot to say.
I'm not hearing enough horns in either of your fucking tracks, man. Where are the horns?
The horns?
Horns.
No, you need horns.
You need
voice
horns.
Modulation.
Hey, man, I ain't giving
and
some more
Nigger
horns.
Christ had tons of voice modulation.
Well, that's true.
Fantastic.
Some horns,
some gun sounds.
Yeah.
Some nigga. And some nigga on Trapaholics in the background of shit.
Oh, my God. But seriously, the voice modulation on your track, Nigger Christ, it was fantastic, because what you did was you took the whole you know, dropping an octave, and you raised it an octave, which is just profoundly like unheard of in, you know, music culture today. Like, that's just insanity.
Well, he really flipped it on us, you know.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like a total 360, and like, it's hard for people to comprehend that, and maybe they won't understand your genius right away. However, in the future, like, you will be looked up upon as, you know, a Kickstarter for this whole movement of vocal octoboost.
Well, he's definitely in the vanguard of something, you know. Like, whereas I'm kind of an outsider artist, I'm just sort of doing my own thing. But Nigger Christ is at the forefront. A few years from now, he's going to be a god. He's going to be looked up to by all of the young rappers as a god.
Absolutely. I mean, it's like watching Kanye grow up, honestly.
That's right. So I'm just proud.
I mean,
proud of you.
I knew Kanye growing up. Like, it's like the same thing, and like, it brings tears to my eyes just thinking about it.
What was Kanye like as a young guy?
He was like black.
Oh.
Well, he's made in Nigger Christ's image when we asked him.
Oh, Nigger Christ, you're black.
Yeah.
What's it like?
I need to drive a NASCAR.
A NASCAR?
That too. I said NASCAR, but NASCAR, man, all them fucking white is there, flipping them niggas and make a left turn. Ain't shit.
So there, black people have to drive NASCARs now.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of understand.
The first time I see a nigger driving a NASCAR, I will dox Nigger Christ.
Yeah, they got niggerfied though.
Whoever
like,
the fuck is driving that?
Yeah, they gotta make a nigger NASCAR. They gotta make it specialized for them. Like, when you gotta steal the car first. Like, you gotta bust into the NASCAR. You gotta fucking hotwire that shit, and then you off. Fastest nigga win the race.
I'm learning so much today.
Is that like fucking Fast and the Furious? Number 6.
Ghetto Drift.
Excuse me. A baking powder.
Matt.
Yeah, a lot of that shit, but ain't no Vin Diesel. They're just hood-ass niggas out there stealing cars. Oh, and then once the race halfway over, they start getting the fucking cops out there. You know, you got some niggas driving a nice car around,
honestly,
and the cops can come no matter what.
And there's no fucking black people.
Yeah.
Like, it's all fucking crackers.
Yeah, last
like,
lap of the race,
like,
you got the LAPD throwing spice strips at you.
Yeah, it's like swimming.
nigger
swimming in the Olympics.
Exactly, it's exactly like swimming, Hammurabi.
Yeah.
White people have
until the
exactly
end of fucking
like
time.
Yeah, nigger don't know how to swim. Nigger knew how to swim. He would have jumped off that boat, swam back to Africa years ago.
Oh, the insight.
Back to Mount Zion, Gianna.
That was the number. Let's go to the phone lines. We have our caller back.
Vince,
your
pager cragging.
Like a motherfucker.
Like, that wasn't even pager cragging. That's like worse than pager cragging. Anyways, rape culture. You can find it on a Bandcamp. We should make a YouTube of rape culture.
It's on mp3.com.
mp3.com. rape culture, nigger Christ. Make sure to run that through your fucking elite speaks filter.
Is there a music video on World Star?
I'm gonna go out to some urban places and film some fights. I use that in a music video. Them niggas on World Star love that shit.
They do. They do.
Shit. I'm about to walk to the liquor store and buy some booze. Do y'all want to come with me?
Sure.
Do it.
Make sure you got a knife on you. Them niggas be walking out there later not looking for white ass.
Don't kill me. Thank God I'm not by a computer. Vince, who the hell did you put on the line who's just fucking lurking here? Like, unbelievable.
Okay. No, that's you that's making noise because you're walking outside, aren't you?
No, I'm still inside.
Oh. I don't know.
Mac, what are you gonna buy? What are you gonna buy? Are you gonna buy a 40?
I can't drink 40 ounces because I'm gluten intolerant. Ergo, I cannot drink beer.
That is tragic.
So I just drink hard alcohol and wine.
And it shows.
Church indeed. Fuck. Where's my shit? There we go. Alright, Methadonna. You still there?
Yes, I am.
So you say, like, your music is kind of, like, off to the side. Don't you think, like, your music could be, like, pulled up from the depths of the internet at some point and looked up upon in the same way that, you know, obviously, Nigger Christ is, like, on the forefront now. However, could you be looked back upon as a nostalgic act and imitated in a way? So, I mean, we've seen this sort of thing, especially now, with, you know, artists like Brian Eno and, you know, surf rock, et cetera. You know, like, people have been, like, digging deeper into their vinyl collections to, you know, have, a better understanding of music and, you know, base their inspirations off of more obscure music. Do you think that you could be one of those people?
Sorry, I got killed by a computer then. yeah, whatever you said. Look, I don't know. I don't feel comfortable with the idea of having too much influence. I mean, there are persons like yourself. Like, if you were in the music industry, Mac, you would want to be on the cover of, you know, Vibe and Wire, you know, all of the Rolling Stone and influencing, you know, millions of people. But myself, I don't know. I don't feel so comfortable with having that much influence. I'm more pure.
No, but it would be like 20 years into the future.
Oh, 20 years? You mean after I'm dead?
Yeah, like 20 years into the future, somebody finds you're getting killed by a computer, and like, fuck, what is this? And
yeah.
Like, well, I'm going to base the concept album off of one piece.
Sort of like a, yeah, okay. Yeah, that,
you know
I mean?
That, like,
that's a very dystopian future. You know,
I mean, it isn't.
I'm more of a positive person, and I don't know. 20 years from now, someone's inspired by that track, that's a strange world. That's a future I'm not sure I want to see. But I will be dead by then, so anything's possible.
You're such a nihilist.
Oh, no. No, not at all. Not at all. I don't believe in nothing.
I'm just kidding.
Have you heard his track?
You said that to me, so I was like, whatever.
Hey, have you heard his track, Cyber Warnings?
Hi.
Am I Patriot Gregging still? Hello? Assert?
Yeah.
Have you heard Methadonna's track?
Which track?
Cyber Warnings?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
See, the truth is that, you know, I'm influencing the influencers, like influenza.
Yeah, and you're the musician's musician, bro.
That's right. That's right. I'm like Daniel Johnston, you know?
He's poor Daniel Johnston.
Yeah. Except with rap.
Yeah.
Poor with rap.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the track, Cyber Warnings, as we number two with your host tonight, Assert MacMags, along with Hammurabi's Code, Nigger Christ, and Methadonna. This is Methadonna's track, Cyber Warnings. We're also going to play another track for Nigger Christ from his new release that just hit the internet recently. And so we'll be right back with your calls, 347-826-7667. Be right back.
Yeah, yeah. Computer world. Cyber world. Computer man with the cyber warnings. It's time to jack in. Yeah, yeah. I'm computer man, I'm here to say that computers are here to stay. You must always suspect computer, or a life will end in pain. I'm computer man, I'm like a virus. I get inside your computer, you can stop me. My computer is better, you can't fight. Gonna mess up all your bits and bytes. Don't get killed by computer. Don't get killed in a cyber way. Try not to get hurt, my boy. The computer is a vengeful thing. Don't get killed by computer. Don't get killed by cyber beams. I'm giving you a cyber warning. The computer can take your life. Watch out your screen, I'll change it. Hack a virus, now it's turned into a skull. Knock aliens out of orbit. Kill all robots, be a hero. Cyber gangsters never give up a fight. They'll always be able to shoot guns. I'm so proud of my time for net. Cyber gangs are hard as nails and cruel. Don't get killed by a computer. Don't get killed in a cyber way. Try not to get hurt, my boy. The computer is a vengeful thing. Don't get killed by computer. Don't get killed by cyber beams. I'm giving you a cyber warning. The computer can take your life. My best pal's a boy called Rory. When you chat with him, it's never boring. He told me all the virus stories. If he died, I don't know what to do. I'll always love my beautiful friends. Cyber chat and friends room plus. Talk to a girl about some breasts. Luxury life and pizza pockets. Don't get killed by a computer. Don't get killed in a cyber way. Try not to get hurt, my boy. The computer is a vengeful thing. Don't get killed by a computer. Don't get killed by cyber beams. I'm giving you a cyber warning. The computer can take your life.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Yo.
All right.
We're all back. back in the bay. We were back in Vince's bay, invading his cavernous bay, one by one.
I'm just
going to
throw it out there. Australian rap is better than UK rap.
Ooh. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. UK rap is the worst shit you'll ever fucking hear.
It is just garbage.
Pick up just search UK rap.
I had no idea there was UK rap, to be honest.
It is the... I'll link you to some. It's pretty terrible.
Well, there's Chari Wong. That's all I know.
Does he have a track? Does Shari have a track?
Are you kidding?
You haven't heard
Chari Wong's track. Oh, my fucking God.
I'm about to find it.
Dude. It's like the best thing you've ever heard. Good UK rap. The only good track coming up your ass.
It's Methadonna. The only good one.
1-2 from Methadonna. Internet troll. From Australia.
Hold on. I found the one. I don't know if you guys will be able to hear this shit or not.
Get it. I mean, like, he's amazing, and that's great.
This guy goes by Mikey Holden. It's got 125,000 views. Oh, god damn it. Some assholes thumbsed up it more than we had thumbs down. Well, earlier, there was, like, 20 more thumbs downs. This is bullshit either way.
We need to do something about that.
Yeah. I'll link it.
Yeah, I'll totally link that to my Twitter feed, and everybody will upload it, and I will lose. Because everyone that follows me is an idiot, and I hate all of you.
I think we need to DDoS YouTube.
Pretty much.
That is the only answer, obviously.
I think, well, I mean, blunt force. Is justified.
I think we should get Euronon News on this case because.
Yeah, I think so.
Some fucking serious shit, and you know what? I pledged $123 to their cause.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Because you could have got a sweet T-shirt. You could have got a sweet T-shirt, maybe a mug, a thermos. Maybe a thermos.
Dude, if they had copper mugs,
copper.
So I could drink Moscow Mules out of your non-news
Ooh.
Logos, like, that would be fucking killer, and I would totally donate for that. But no, I mean, they have no creativity or foresight whatsoever. So they make stupid T-shirts with stupid logos that are just stupid, and everything's stupid and gay, and I hope they all die.
Well, that seems fair. That doesn't seem like an overreaction at all. I mean, come on, Anonymous, I make jokes about Anonymous a lot, but at the end of the day, they're kids, they're not hurting any, they're basically like a human botnet. And,
you know I'm fucking kidding and drunk and don't really want them to die, right?
Oh. I can't tell when you're being serious and when you're making a joke.
pretty much always making a joke, to be honest.
Really?
Like right now.
Do you want to hear a joke?
No, but really, I mean...
Nope. Up. All right.
Just give up, dude.
It's just
nobody can hear a word you're saying.
Robbie, what are you trying to say? Hammy, hello?
Yeah, dude, you're cutting out like a motherfucker. It's terrible. I don't need, like, are you on the internet or are you on your phone?
I'm on my phone on the internet. On my, yeah. No, I'm not on my
phone.
So
you Skyped in, okay. Something's wrong with your shit or I don't even know.
Dragging?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, not good. All right, well, hey, it's Spurs 93, Warriors 88, 2 minutes to go.
You think they're going to be able to pull it out?
I hope so. Controlled program.
In Utah, do you think the Warriors or Utah could beat the Heat?
Utah?
The entire state of Utah, yes.
Yeah, except their basketball team.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
You want to hear a joke?
Yeah, go for it, Jim.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange. Vince?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Okay, I'll say it again. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange.
Sorry? No, you broke up a bit.
You said orange who?
Oh, okay. Orange, you glad that I'm here live now with you on your show, Vince in the Bay.
Alright, Vince is entranced.
I give big ups to both Methadonna and Nigger Christ.
Thank you.
In reply to Mikey Holden monitoring his own video's comments.
Oh.
Mikey Holden has just been made aware of your existence, guys.
Uh-oh.
That's game up to the next level.
I don't even know who...
Guys, you guys are getting catapulted into the next hemisphere.
Mikey Holden's going to make you guys famous.
Yeah, internet music, like, hello, the next level of existence, pretty much.
No, I joke, but, you know, I think this whole internet music thing could be going somewhere.
Internet music is probably the best thing going on right now. Like, I mean, in all honesty, like, fucking, if you go and listen to SoundCloud, like, go rifle through, like, some SoundCloud shit that you think you might like, and then go see what they like, and then go see what they like. And you'll find some really fucking cool, inventive shit that no one's really ever heard of. And, like, that's not signed to a record deal and will never get signed to a record deal. However, it exists on the internet and is fucking amazing, like... It's not like these people just poop the shit out, like, nonchalantly. Like, people put time and effort into their artwork. And finally they have a palette that is uploadable, you know? Like,
when the internet was created, I didn't realize that, you know, music would take off like this online. But it's almost
I guess you're old enough to realize that. Yeah.
Well, no, absolutely, and I'm surprised that Wired magazine has not been writing more about the potential for internet music, because I think it's as exciting as virtual reality.
I think it's amazing. I'm a musician myself. I've been writing and playing music since I was, 11.
What kind of music?
The
skin flute.
It's not that. Oh, come on.
Obviously the skin flute, but that's superfluous to what I wanted to say.
We're talking about art. Can we not drag this into the gutter?
Yeah, no, I have shit online that people can hear and listen to if they want to. But, I play guitar and I play piano. And
nice.
I'm doing a dramatic reading of ARPANET logs from 1976 on Sunday at an open mic night.
Yeah, that sounds cool.
It actually does sound cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not even being facetious about this. Like,
it
really will, like, confuse a lot of people and, like, be, like, kind of fucking cool. Because it's a conversation between Jim Henson of the Muppets, Yoko Ono,
mm-hmm.
Ayn Rand,
mm-hmm.
and some painter doucher named Sydney something. I forget. I don't know.
Sydney Nolan.
No, Nolan, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
that
it's
sounds
like,
good.
It's fucking hilarious. Like,
it
the
sounds,
way that they like communicate,
funny.
Like, Yoko Ono is like, I feel like this is a test. Or I feel like this is a designated plan that we are under a test right now. It's like, yeah, no shit, you're on fucking ARPANET in 1976. Of course this is a fucking test. And Ayn Rand is just like a fucking bitch the whole time, and it's hilarious.
That sounds very out of character for her.
Oh, totally, like, totally way out of character. And Jim Henson actually says laughing out loud.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's almost the inception of LOL, but he actually does say laughing out loud.
Well, I think it was only in the early 1980s that Richard Dawkins invented acronyms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense, son. Because he's like, I'm really...
about to watch a British rap battle.
Wasting your life.
I think Floss and someone else should get in a rap battle.
Floss would be good.
Floss can write lyrics. I don't know if he can
rap,
though.
Fat white guy versus skinny white guy.
Can Floss even flow? I doubt it.
I think he has mad flow.
I mean, he's got mad flow in the trons. Can you pick that shit up from the trons and just let it flow, let it flow, let it poop on roll?
So is this performance art, the reading that you do? Is it performance art or is it poetry?
Excuse
me? Or something else. The logs that you'll be reading. Is that...
It'll be a dramatic reading. I'm going to play acoustic guitar along with it. Accompaniment.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to improvise the acoustic guitar with it. And I'm also going to be reading from the MSA Cryptologs. Because I'm supposed to have 3 songs for it. So,
is this an open mic?
Huh?
Is this an open mic? Open mic,
yeah.
Thing? Or, yeah. So you're not getting paid.
But, course not. No. Heavens no, I'm not getting paid for fucking doing this shit. But there's like a built-in crowd because they have a,
because they have no legs and they can't leave.
No, they have like free dinner on Sunday nights or something.
Oh.
Some bullshit like that. So like there's a built-in crowd. So people are forced to listen to me like do traumatic readings of fucking NSA crypto analyst comic books.
This sounds like a really, really terrifying Hare Krishna kind of deal.
I fucking hope so. I hope
you can have free dinner. You can have free dinner, but you need to listen to Max read. I don't even know.
From the Necronomicon.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start with the Jim Henson logs because it's at least interesting. Because I mean, it has like characters, historical characters that like are still present in today, especially like Ayn Rand and fucking Jim Henson.
I bet the conversation was more interesting than this, for example.
Not really, actually.
That's right, everybody. It's time for your Vince in the Bay NBA news update. This just in. It's a final. The San Antonio Spurs have been victorious in Game 2. They have defeated the Golden State Warriors 102-92. And the Warriors now fall down a game in the series. It's Spurs up 2-1. And they retain their home court advantage. And moving on to Game 4 next in Oracle Arena. Boy, what a downer. Anyway, that's been your Vincent Bay NBA news update, and now back to your regularly scheduled program.
Songs.
Songs. Is anybody even here
Excuse
anymore?
Excuse me.
Nigga,
yeah.
Nigga.
Yeah.
Oh, thank
I mean,
you. Thank you.
I'm so glad Utah didn't win.
Utah.
Yeah. The Joseph Smith took a lot of liberties with the NBA, Vince. Thank God the Jews got it back.
Dude,
if Utah won, I would have fucking raged.
It's not Utah. Come on. So fucked up. Hey, your team's down 2-1 too. Also, so can't really
whatever. The Heat are playing a fucking pretty much D League team. There are literally four starters out on
the
Bulls.
What did you say? What did you just say?
They are playing. The Heat are playing against.
No. You
there
said,
are literally four
you
starters
said,
out.
Said the L word. I'm pretty sure you said the L word.
League?
2 minutes. Ooh. 2 minutes. That's hurt, Max. Back. 2 minutes for using the L word. Go back and review the tape, folks. She
that's
said,
pretty much literally the gayest thing I've ever heard.
Oh, really? You want to go there too?
2 minutes to Hammurabi. Get a self mute.
I'm figuratively beating my dick right now.
Hammurabi, 2 minutes for using the L word. Yeah. Hey, big ups in the chat room to Chesta T. Deshit. Chesta. Old school friend of the show, late night BTR host from way back in the day when BTR was free and fun. he, speaking of fun, he had Chester's Funhouse. I remember Chester would just do shows just so he could troll other shows. And he would, and people would call into his show and join him. And his whole show was about him going around to other shows. And everybody who called into his show was part of the Funhouse. So that at any one time, he could show up to your show and have like 10 people on the line with him, most of them female.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, that was fun. Those were the days. Oh my God, we used to have fucking live phone sex on the air late at night, like every night. There was this show called the what was it called? It was Mrs. PG and PD Green. They did the late night show. It was called Bobblehead Productions, like Late Night with Bobblehead Productions. And it was basically just a bunch of chicks getting off on the air. Occasionally it would be PG and his wife just raw dogging it right there on the air. There used to be this chick called Chaka Mommy. Just really skinny black chick who's a porn star. And she would have live sex on her show like during the middle of the day. It's no big deal. Damn, she was kind of crazy.
Vince.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear another joke?
Yeah, please, please. Go
okay.
For it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, you're glad I'm still on the line on Vince in the Bay and hanging out with you in cyberspace with all these cool people.
Yes, I am glad. Thank you.
No, that was the joke. It's not actually a question. It's rhetorical.
Oh, so okay. Great. Super. Thanks. Okay, Assert and Hammurabi are both back.
Hi, Vince.
Hey.
Vince.
Hey, what's up?
Are my host privileges revoked now that you're team lost?
No, why would they be? You're still the host.
Well, you fucking muted the fucking host then.
I've muted myself for using the L word.
No, you muted me. I'm the host.
Yeah, but you don't understand. In the past, on my own show, I've violated that and muted myself.
But I'm the host. I make my own rules.
Oh, was that one of your rules? I was thought you were going to use the house rules. You have
I didn't even have control of the fucking soundboard. Like, come on.
You're not supposed to. You're just supposed to host the show. You're supposed to be. You're supposed to just concentrate on.
Well, Dick Dong, like, look at you, fucking hosting the show while watching Garden State getting their ass kicked.
Garden State? Garden State. I hate that fucking movie. Isn't that the name of the movie that Zach Braff kid made?
No, it's Golden Shower Warriors.
You know what? It kind
literally.
Of, it kind of pissed me off that everything was so yellow. On the screen, like everybody in the stands was yellow. The floor is yellow. The jerseys are yellow. There's just yellow everywhere.
I know. No, whoa. I saw it. Like I was at the bar when I was.
The TV is loud. It's not even the volume's not even on.
Huh? Hello, Vince. Are you there?
I'm here. Go ahead. You're the host. Take over. Assert MacFax.
Yes. No, I hate the yellow. It's disgusting. It's just it's disturbing, really. So you get from the Golden State Warriors and the Utah Jazz.
Wait, before I thought you were you were mistaking the Warriors for Utah, but it's actually San Antonio who you're mistaking for Utah? Or just any team that's not your team is just Utah. Yeah. Any team in the West is just Utah. Oh, what are you playing, Utah? Oh, my God. All right, here's another caller. Go ahead, caller. You're on with Athert MacFags.
Okay. All right. First of all, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Olive.
Vince,
get off the phone line, nigger.
Okay.
I want to hear this joke.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Olive.
Mike, check.
Okay.
What?
Downward point goals.
Can you still hear me?
1, 2.
Start the joke again and tell it to me. Like I'll do the,
okay,
the other bits.
Let's
yeah.
try it again.
Okay.
You want to do a thing?
That's good.
You want to do a thing?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. The joke is knock, knock.
Who's there?
Olive.
Olive who?
I love a good joke, so please do a better one the next time. Thank you.
I like it.
What's good, man? It's Chester.
Hey, Chester. Welcome to the show.
I hope that person catches, you know, like, maybe syphilis.
She is so inebriated.
This is nothing. She's kind of sober tonight. You should have heard her last night.
Really? Wow.
She's really being mild tonight. I don't know why she's not letting loose. I think it's because she started drinking too early.
I think I'm just like so drunk at the point.
She's doing hard liquor. It's like one of those wine drunks.
I don't know. You know what we wonder that every night, and that's it's funny you bring that up because I think it's about time that we play everybody's.
I already told you what I drank, but very good. Go ahead, do the thing.
All right, we're gonna do this anyways. Yeah, this is pretty much the game we play every night when Aster is here. It's. That's right. It's time for Expect Up on Tonight. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We surveyed over 9,000 listeners, and we asked them what they thought Assert MacFags was wasted on tonight. Top 10 answers are on the board. We're going to start things off with Nigger Christ. Nigger Christ, we top 10 answers on the board. What do you think the survey, the most popular answer in the survey was given? What do you think Assert MacFags is fucked up on tonight?
I should be drinking that whiskey right out of Bill Clinton's ball sack.
Hmm. That's your answer?
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay, let's see what the people said. Survey said
totally up there.
Number 7. Very good.
Yeah,
very
damn.
Good. Okay, let's go next to Methadonna. Methadonna, we surveyed over 9,000 listeners. Top 10 answers on the board. What do you think Assert MacFags is fucked up on tonight?
I'm going to go with the blood of her enemies.
Hmm. Okay. Survey said 10. Very good. Very good. Let's move. Chester.
Wait, where was it?
It was number 10.
Okay.
Number 10.
So Chester, you got two answers. You can beat the top answer right now is Nigger Christ with 7. He's got number 7. So
I would say Slob on My Knob Creek.
Say that again.
Slob on My Knob Creek.
Knob Creek. Okay.
Slob on my knob.
Okay. Survey said. No. Sorry, it's not up there. Okay, that means Nigger Christ wins. And go ahead, Asser, what are you actually fucked up on tonight?
Did she say come?
Sorry, I saw my phone.
Dolly.
Drank a bunch of Moscow Mules, had some Maker's Mark, and I'm drinking wine now, so. So, there's that.
Sorry, that's not a word. But, hey, Uranus News, thanks for the, I don't even know what that is, some sort of art. It's a good effort. I don't know what that is.
No, that means you're hacked or whatever. I don't care.
Oh, did I just get pwned? Did I just get totally owned
right
there? Oh,
whatever.
Damn it. That happens.
Okay.
So what's good, Chester? What's been going on? What's been happening since I last caught up with the
Vince,
what?
I'm the fucking host of
I forgot.
Show.
Yeah, Chester, my bad.
Wait. She's the host? She's the host?
Yeah, because I was so preoccupied with the Warrior game, I decided...
Chester, fuck you.
Yes. You drunk, lovely, thank you. Can I help you?
Thank you for the recognition, at least. Christ almighty. You people and your fucking internet. You think you guys got run the place? Got all my herper dirt? No, but seriously, Chester.
Yeah.
I'm glad you called in, to be honest.
Yeah. I am so glad I called in, dude. Yes.
No hyperbole or anything like that.
Why would there be any hyperbole? What are you suggesting?
Well, I mean, I'm not suggesting anything. Just unzipping my boots right now.
Oh, really?
You know.
Yeah, they're black leather boots.
Oh,
at least, yeah.
That's
so black leather boots.
I had to get them off. I'm sorry. They're hampering my style in the bed.
That's right. Get comfortable, baby.
I'm like way too comfortable for BTR. Oh my god.
Oh yeah. Vince. Oh man, I miss hanging out with you, buddy.
Yeah, it's been a while, Chester. I know.
So Chester, how do you know Vince cheers boss?
Vince, we used to pimp girls on BTR. Well, actually, he used to hypnotize them, and I'd do the pimping. So this is how we do it.
That's right.
Wait, so you guys are like a cyber rape crew?
Oh, wait, rape? Rape?
Rape culture.
Oh god, don't get Nigger Christ started on this. That's what he just put out a mixtape.
Well, no,
rape
this
culture.
Is very topical. Ergo, a rape culture post.
No. Just help you release your inner ambitions. That's all. Ambitions, just let it all go.
I mean, well, it's cool. So you have Nigger Christ here.
Ah. Nigger Christ.
How was Gucci?
Nigger Christ.
Nigger Christ, wake up. Wake up.
Yo. Nigger Christ, Nigger Christ, do you want to hear a joke?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's that?
Canoe.
What was that?
Canoe.
Canoe who?
Canoe, believe how much fun we're all having live on Vince in the Bay.
God damn.
There you go. Now that's, there you go. Thank you. That's better. Yay.
So, NC, I got this new track lined up. It's called Fuck a Bitch.
Uh-huh.
Off your new mixtape?
God damn.
Hello?
What did that, what's that song all about?
It's just about a day in the life of NC. How I roll, how I do, what I do, how I roll, what I roll.
Now, I noticed there's some very unique instrumentation going on in this track. You've got some strings, a lot of different harmonies going on. What inspired you to write this and compose it the way you did?
Well, I actually didn't compose that. That's a song by a German rapper named Peter Fox called Alles North. Pretty damn good song.
Oh, you...
Wait, his name's Oliver North? Shit?
No, his name's Peter Fox. Let me link that shit real quick.
Yeah.
I hate Germans. I hate rappers.
We are breaking for the, live for the first time tracks from the just released Nigger Christ. Whatchamacallit? Mixtape. It's a concept record. He doesn't realize it's a concept record, but it is. So download all the tracks.
It's concept about concepts.
Okay.
Concept record about. Concept records. I enjoy this concept. Oh, so very much.
Well, you're the host. You can take it wherever you want.
Vince, you already kind of like took it away. However, I'll take it back.
She just said she hates rappers.
That's too bad because she's on the line with three rappers.
I hate rappers.
Okay,
especially
okay,
one.
Call me a rapper. How about a poetic porn star? How about that?
Poetic porn star. That's okay. PPS?
No, PPS. Ban him, please. Kick him off my line. I do
really?
Not enjoy his presence on my copper wiring.
God, she's such a bitch.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, no, ban him, please.
Wow.
He does not display the characteristics that are necessary to enjoy, share the bandwidth with the eye.
She's trying to exploit her power. She's trying to exploit her power because basically when you're the host of this show, it's like a fascist dictatorship. And she's seized control of the reins of power, and she's trying to exploit it for all she can tonight.
I have no idea what is even her name.
It's Assert MacFags. She's my guest host tonight, and I'm really appreciative of all the hard work that she put into doing show prep and putting on a fantastic show as a host. And there's a lot that goes on behind the scenes that you don't see that she puts in a lot of hours into, and she pulls it off effortlessly. And she was a great host tonight. Thank you, Assert.
Well,
yeah, no problem. I got really drunk at the bar and I ate some tacos that were fan-fucking-tastic. And drank a couple Moscow Mules, came back home. Great times, you know. Prepping for Vince in the Bay, you know, who I partly own. As a subsidiary of the Liebel Drosher.
Oh, I thought it was Liebel Duscher.
No, it was Liebel Drosher.
All right, 347-826-7667 is the number. We got about 20 minutes left to go, and we're celebrating the new mixtape from Nigger Christ. Here's another track from that. It's called Fuck a Bitch. Hey, Nigger Christ, do you want to set up this song before we go into it?
Oh, yeah. Like I was saying, it's about a day in the life of NC, how I roll on the streets, how I sell that pussy on the street corner next to the elementary school. You know how I do.
That's what's up. Here it is. I think. Yeah, there it is.
Bitches call me pussy nigga cause I am a pussy beater. Other bitches call me cause they know I am a pussy eater. While the niggas wonder when the hits are ever gonna stop. But they never will. Malik Shabazz gang till the day I drop. thug ass nigga walk the streets like I don't give a fuck. All the ratchet bitches go $10, get your dick stuff. I don't need the herpes, so I pill and skank the fucking beast. I made my own place, so all it's really left to fucking eat. I don't want this world alone, bitch, I got my own damn crew. Malik Shabazz gang, nigga, you know how the fuck we do. Wanna get fucked up, bitch? Go on and fuck yourself. Your ass don't roll with me, so don't ever affect my health. But the niggas every day lining up to get hit. Everybody knows that these bitches, they ain't worth shit. Fuck a bitch. Fuck a bitch. Last night I fucked your bitch and she sucked my dick. I made her swallow all that jism, swallow it queer. Fuck a bitch. Nigga think he got swag? Bitch, I got the seasoning. Fuck your tears just cause you can't handle my reasoning. You turn the rap game is over. Now I'm the dungeon master. I'm the fastest just cause the world is moving even faster. Everybody else agrees it's bullshit that's gotta go. Fuck you all too easy. Get your epileptic ass on out the door. Rap game down to sickness. Now the plague doctor's here. Everybody's too disturbed to fear or even lifting ear. Somebody's gotta do it, man. Someone's gotta fix this shit. Something I've been looking forward to for a while now, I must admit. Shit's been overdone. Now this bullshit is burning. We gotta put the fire out and let the world keep turning. We gotta take the world back, man. Gotta let everybody know the kind of creating thing is now more so than ever before. Fuck a bitch. Fuck a bitch. I fucked your bitch last night and she sucked my dick. I made her swallow all that shit, so swallow it quick. Fuck a bitch. Fuck a bitch. Yeah, you heard this shit. It's just the beginning, man. They fuck with Nigga Christ, you ain't fucking with shit. The best rap alive, goddammit. Fuck Weezy. Fuck Jay-Z. Fuck all these big name rapping ass niggas. Like a 40-year-old man with $1 million. They don't know the game. They don't know shit. They don't fuck themselves. Nigga Christ at the top. Malik Shabazz gang. I'm out, nigga. Peace.
Okay, there it is. And we're back.
Yes, hello.
It's your host. Ashurst MacFag.
Ashurst MacFag.
Yeah, we
I
just
am
heard.
The greatest host in the world.
I'm going to quote your little thing in the chat room. That's a great quote. This is probably the lowest rated Vince in the Bay show ever. That's pretty. You know, we had a lot of people at first, and then I think once they figured out that who the host was, I think they just kind of bailed.
No, there was no one there at first. I was there at the beginning, since I think we peaked at 22 people, 22 users in the chat. And that's pretty low. Like, usually, like, median is 33, I'd say. From what I've seen, median is 33, peak is, like, 54. In chat.
Wow.
So, I mean, like, yeah. It's Songs, butter, salt, water. You know, it's a concoction for success. Doesn't matter what you do with it, but put it in your ass.
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
Knock, knock. Come on.
Can I answer?
Who's there? Who's there?
Boo.
Macedona.
Boo-hoo.
Don't cry. The show wasn't that bad.
It's not a good sign when your host, your guest host says, LOL, this is probably the lowest rated VITB show ever. She's like celebrating it. She successfully destroyed my program.
I mean, whatever. It's not like your show is any good to begin with.
Whoa.
There was never a night where I'd like lay down sober and be like, hey,
whoa,
I'm going to tune into Vince in the Bay tonight.
Whoa. Let me, Vince in the, when I'm on Blog Talk, I look for Vince in the Bay. That is my commercial. That's my endorsement.
I can't do that. It's unentertaining. There was probably 3 moments of good entertainment with over the past year from Vince in the Bay.
Woo.
The rest is just like audio vomit. Like I will seriously just like say anything I want on the radio, or it's not even radio. It's just fucking internet, just fucking bullshit.
Oh, yeah, nigga. Yeah, nigga. Wow.
All right.
I personally like Vince in the Bay Show because, you know what, it can be internet bullshit until he doesn't want it to be. That's the beauty about his show. It's controlled bullshit.
No, it really isn't, though.
It's been a controlled demolition tonight, though. And I apologize. It's my fault. I should have just not done a show. Because the nights that I just don't do a show and just watch the Warriors, they win. So I think I'm going to go back to that formula.
Yeah. I mean, you only get one.
Every time I try to do a show during their game, they lose. So I'm going to
You're the jinx. You're the jinx.
Yeah, yeah. I gotta go stick. That's why I tried to like pass it off as if like Matt Assert was the host, but I just couldn't fully commit, and it was and the show just suffered as a result. It's totally my fault. If he didn't do the show, we might have missed Chester tonight. And I haven't talked to Chester in forever.
Oh, Chester was fantastic.
Classic.
Talk about an A plus host or guest.
Wow, thank you. Ass hurts.
No, you were great earlier. I really loved when you had nothing to say at all about anything. Like, that was just, it was golden.
Oh, God, girl, you're
like,
really
like, how do you do that? Like, how do you, like, how do you make yourself completely vapid?
Oh, certain
amount of
really,
time when you have a spot on the radio.
How do you do that?
Like, I'm compelled to speak when I'm on the radio. And you are just, like, a shutdown device. Like, how do you... I want to know how to do that. Tell me.
Well, it starts with my nuts in your mouth. And it pretty much works on from there. What the hell?
I don't believe you. Because... A, there have been many nuts in my mouth, and I love nuts in my mouth. And it's not going to stop me from speaking.
Oh, are you kidding me? They got to be big enough. You got to have big nuts in your mouth. Stops you straight up. Shuts you right up. Please,
I'm sure you have the biggest nuts of everyone on the internet. However,
Oh, believe me, I seen some beast shit.
You call into a show and say absolutely nothing. And it sucks. It's bad. It's just bad. It's bad.
Yeah, I know.
It's bad. Like, why?
Nah, I don't know. I have no idea. But I'm sure, you know, next time, you know, I'm going to keep my eye on you.
What?
Ass hurts.
No. There is no next time.
Yeah, why?
You're just bad. Like, why are you so bad on the air? Like, have something to say. If you're going to call in, just say something that is pertinent in your mind. Like, you have something in your mind. I know you do.
First of all, I'm not a guest. I'm a visitor.
Yeah.
I'm passing through.
Okay.
I'm a visitor.
Exactly.
See you, yes, and your
so
jacket.
So am I. I'm a visiting host.
You're
a visiting
host.
Guest.
Get on your job. Get on your job, mommy. Work.
I'm a visiting host. You're a visiting guest. What are you going to say? What is so important that you should be on the Blog Talk Radios?
Oh, that I like Vincent today. It's a great show. That's all I have to say. That's all that's important to say. You're cursing out your own damn show. What a terrible host. You can't even compliment
my
your own
show.
Damn show. Yes. That's your job when you host. It becomes your own show for the night. Do your job, lady. See, that's why pimps need to come back. Get these women on their freaking job out here.
Fuck, I hope everyone dies. Better.
Hey,
I think we will eventually, but
Hey guys, I gotta go in a minute, but Mac.
Yo.
Do you want to hear a joke quickly? Just real quick.
Is it an Arcan joke?
Maybe.
Okay, yes.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Beef.
Wait, say that again?
Beef.
Beef who?
Beef, like cow meat.
Ooh,
beef. No, that's not the joke, for God's sake. Okay,
beef.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Beef.
Beef who?
Before I go, I'd like to say thanks for hanging out with me and having a good time on Vince in the Bay, and I love all of you.
I love all of you, too.
That was fantabulous. That's great. And with that, we should start thinking about final thoughts here, Assert. Let me go around the horn here.
Vince?
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you muted me. I was kind of upset.
No, I think it's time for parting thoughts. We have like 3 minutes to go.
All right, let's go around the horn. You're the one with the fucking switchboard, so you do it.
All right. We'll start. Well, okay. Final thoughts. We'll go around the horn. We'll start with Methadonna. Did you want to add anything to what you just said? That was beautiful, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah. Just quickly, Vince. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Police.
Police who?
Police, keep doing what you do because I love your show, Vince in the Bay.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Okay, next up, Nigger Christ, final thoughts.
Hey, yo, all you out there, stay Gucci. Check out Rape Culture. Have a good night, niggas.
Okay, Chester, final thoughts.
Dude, I'm so glad you're still on Blog Talk Radio. It's classic. Keep it up, bro.
Fuck you, Chester.
Anytime, baby. Let's do it.
Thanks, I appreciate the call. And finally, last but not least, our host tonight, Asterk MacFags, your final thoughts. I'm sorry, did you not hear me? Asterk, are you there?
Yes.
Assert, final thoughts. But we've only got a couple minutes to go. You're the host. You've got to give us your parting thoughts.
I am the host. I've been thinking about this, ruminating all day about the Liberation France, aka how the Bulls beat the Heat in the quarterfinals of the East. I think it's possible, aka probable, that exactly. Derrick Rose comes at Kirk Heinrich, miraculous recovery, and not to mention a noted anthropologist, aka Nigger Christ, comes back and does the soundtrack for Derrick Rose's intro song, and, you know, we go to the finals, and I personally win the NBA finals. And that's all she wrote. I'm here to fuck. Fuck everyone else. Deep dish rules. Biggity bam. I'm done.
All right. Thanks a lot, Acer, MacFags. Appreciate it. Thanks again, Nigger Christ, Chester, earlier, Hammurabi's Code, everybody else, Methadonna. Remember, don't forget to check out Nigger Christ's new record that just came out, his new mixtape. It's called Rape Culture. And once again, big ups to Acer, MacFags, my guest host tonight. Fantabulous job. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And we're going to peace out with some more fish. It's 2001 into Chalk Dust. Peace out, yo.
thank you very nice.